follow up with additional information at a future date. Apple has been replacing batteries on older iPhones for $29 since late December, down from the usual $79. The offer's good through this year. Keith Peters reporting.
More than 200 Michigan State University faculty, staff, and students have marched on campus. They're demanding steps be taken to address shortcomings in the handling of sexual assault cases. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 7th of February, 2018. Gosh, it's running away from us. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Same great service, same great walk-in humidor, but new decor in there. Tobacco and Brew. Gosh, good morning, Bob. Here I am, kind of like, I'm choked up that you're back.
Well, good morning, and good to be back. It's been a busy week plus at the Belongi household.
You guys are...
Brenda had some stuff done. I had some stuff done, and so... But things are in post-recovery, and life is slowly returning back to what passes for normal.
There was nothing in there, of course, that was life-threatening. It was just that procedures. No. At certain ages, procedures begin.
Yeah. And as I had been holding off on having my eye, I'll just say it, I had my eyes done. Well, one eye done, and the other one is in the future. I've reached that age where cataracts have reared their ugly head, and I have to say the folks in unsolicited plug, the folks over at Shasta Eye Center, really a group of professionals, Dr. Crum and company over there. I don't know if they listen, but a big shout out to the professionals over there and at their Butte Street operation.
Yeah. Everybody listens.
Yeah,
they may not hear it firsthand. But they get it secondhand.
Yeah.
Somebody will say, hey, I heard somebody say something nice to you today.
Yeah, big, big shout out to those folks. Very, very professional.
You'll say, well, how is that on? And he goes, well, you know what? I'm not sure because I always listen to it. Sometimes they know. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're back. How many fingers am I holding up?
It's interesting because it takes several days. I had a new lens put in my left eye, and it's taking several days for it to kind of settle in. And Dr. Crum did a very good job of explaining. You know, isn't it irritating when doctors don't explain stuff? They just come in and poke and prod, ask two questions, and then they're gone, and you don't get any of your questions answered. Well, Dr. Brian Crum did a very good job of answering all my questions, so I'm very happy with his efforts, and it gets better day by day. So.
No, because if I'm conscious and I have a question and the doctor doesn't answer it, I find a different way of asking it. And you know, and I keep coming at it from different directions until he finally realizes that, yeah, this guy, I'm going to have to tell him something. Mm. And so as long as he gives me some kind of answer. But anyway, I'm glad you're back. We missed you.
Good to be here.
Sue's glad you're back so she doesn't have to do everything around here. Jane's famous hamburgers demolished. Did you see that?
I saw them taking stuff off of the roof, and I really...
Gone.
Sad. I'm gonna weep a little when I go past that site because that was part of my childhood. My parents would take me down there every, you know, about once a month or so. And as a teenager, that was a hangout when I was in high school. You know, that was where a lot of us kind of looped in to grab a snack on a Friday or Saturday night. And so, end of an era. Jeans, the Packout, a lot of those old places that were just neat. Neat joints to hang out at.
You drive your cars down there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the guy that owns it, or he's the operator, but he has investors in it. He wrote really a long letter to the Record Searchlight and said, this is why. This is why it's happening. Is that He and his investors met with the city, said, okay, this is what we plan to do. The city said it was great. And they said, what are we going to have to do we're going to upgrade Jeans, and then we want to put a retro car park there. You know, it's going to look really cool, you know, right next to it, because there's an acre and a half there. And according to this guy, Ryan Vicklin, said that the city said, okay, you'd have to do this and this and this. I said, okay, that fell into their money plan. You know, mm-hmm. like you didn't have to worry about the sidewalks and all that, because you know, they didn't have sidewalks down there. And then 10 feet of landscaping and all this. And then after they spent $60,000 on the renovation of Jeans, you know, new bathrooms, new paint jobs, all this other stuff, cleaning it up, because I guess it was in really bad shape. They come back, and now the city is saying you have to you know, it's 20 feet of landscaping, and it's, you know, it's a fire hydrant and a light right there on the street. You have to put a street light in, and then this and then a water catchment device. So when the water's running off, it doesn't run off like it usually does, because you've got something there. So now you've got to build this in there, and I mean, the whole thing was just, and it completely blew away their. The money that they had planned on spending to get this place up. And in the meantime, he's in a constant battle with transients and druggies and people that are, you know, in and out of the town. I'm not going to say they're all from Good News Rescue Mission, because I don't know that. But Good News Rescue Mission is just down the road, and Jeans is right there next to South Park. Yeah. So if you got to figure about being kind of in a tough spot,
yeah.
And he said, you know, place always, you know, always cleaning up all this refuse and the results of people using the place as a bathroom on the outside. And so he said, you know what, I've got security guards here and everything, you know, since we shut down. And then, so he said it was just too much.
So they
demolished it, just demolished it. And they had these plans for it. Now, you know, people come in, well, I thought these burgers were overpriced, and oh my God, it was dirty. Well, he said that. He said this place was in bad shape. It dropped into bad shape, but they had spent $60,000 to get it upgraded, so that they could move on with it, and then the city did this.
Did a certain city, please refresh my memory, Carl, did a certain city official not come in this very studio and state unequivocally that the city was making every effort to be kinder and gentler and more helpful to businesses? Does my memory fail me?
And the thing about it, I've heard it. I've heard him say that. Who was it?
Was it Brent?
Well, it was Brent, but I think it was Barry Tippin, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah, okay, it was Barry.
Barry. But, you know, when I see something like this, so now the next thing I do is then I go to Vaupel and say, oh, how much of this is true there, Larry? You know, the guy, you know, charge him all this. And Larry will, and there's another side to the story, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. But if it was even partially true, oh, yeah, we did. We didn't tell him about the fire hydrant. Then we looked at it again. I mean, fire hydrant, you know, what's another $10,000? Well, $10,000 when you're putting in something like this, a lot of money. I'm not saying that's what happened, but I do want to talk to Vaupel and Larry Vaupel, who is a straight shooting kind of guy, and find out what happened. Because as we have found out and been told by sources that absolutely know, they've been told that people get these outrageous permitting fees and all this, you know, and then they go and they say, well, look, what about this and this? Okay, so they're dropped, but they get hit, and it's still tens of thousands of dollars, and they bring it up to Mr. Vaupel, who looks at it and goes, you know, he says, well, this is a mistake, who fixes it. So I'm not sure how far up this got, but it's too late now. It's gone.
This is not Jeans the first time gone. We've heard this song, and I'm very upset about it.
I think this is weird. Okay, now, Shasta County, in a 3-2, well, 3-1 vote, I guess, said that we are not a sanctuary county. We made a resolution. We're sending it to the state that says, hey, you know what? We're not a sanctuary county. Now, what does that mean? Now, wait a minute. First of all, Les Ball brought it up, and it was supported by Steve Morgan and Mary Rickard. Mary Rickard says, look, I have many Hispanics that work for us. I've mentored illegals. An illegal, it was a girl.
Yeah.
I helped them get their immigration status. Morgan says it's against the law. This is silly. You know, why should we be? You know, why should we just, you know, say that we're a sanctuary county? Les Ball brought it up because he said he values the values immigration, but sanctuary. Well, that was one side. The other side, Modi voted no. It didn't have any reasons why, except that Modi just voted no. But David Kehoe, well, this is the interesting one.
The candidate. Well, the incumbent who is facing the first actual challenge he's faced in a long time.
And he's got a challenge this time. Well, this is a really interesting reason why and what he did. And it kind of smacks of, what's the word he used? Chicanery. But we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back. So, this is KCNR 1460 in Carl Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning, getting some things done for the rehab of our studios, which is going to happen here very soon. It's 16 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Did we ever do the weather? I think not.
As a matter of fact.
There you go, big guy. We were too busy talking about procedures.
Right now, I'm running 65. Can you believe it's February at 65 degrees? I weep. Sunny today, a high near 76. Are you kidding me? Overnight low 51. Thursday's high near the 80-degree mark. And this situation does not improve for the next several days. No rain in our immediate future. In fact, my in-house weather forecaster said February is looking mighty dry, and that does not bode well. Again, 65 degrees in town. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right. A veteran-owned business out of Anderson has been a huge success that Chuck and Judy Kenny have built, hiring veterans, expanding out the Shasta tanks. But if you want a good service and discounts for seniors and veterans, you give them a call, 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
Here's your chance to save $4,000 off MSRP on the purchase of a new 2017 Nissan Rogue Sport at Crown Motors. The Nissan Rogue Sport has aggressive styling and quiet comfort. The impressive gas mileage will save you money with every mile. Get yours today for $4,000 off MSRP on every new Nissan Rogue Sport in stock at Crown Motors. They're equipped for comfort with advanced drive assist display, hill start assist, hands-free text messaging assistant, and more. 10 to choose from. Price plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document preparation charge, and any admission testing charge. The $4,000 off MSRP includes a $1,500 Crown discount, a $2,000 factory rebate, a $500 NMAC cash rebate when you finance through Nissan Motor Credit. Not all buyers will qualify. Offer ends February 28th. Come to Crown Motors Nissan on Cypress Avenue today for a test drive.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. online at 5starbank.com. 5-Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Spring is right around the corner. If you're looking for a change or just want to freshen up, Finders Keepers is your unique upscale home consignment boutique. Whether you're looking for a classic, contemporary, or modern-day style, Finders Keepers has quality, name brand, and interesting items. Specializing in home furnishings including wall art, kitchen, and home decor. Located at 2235 Hilltop Drive across from C.R. Gibbs and now open in Chico on the Skyway next to Batteries Plus. Shop online at finderskeepersreading.com.
And now back to our show.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. Someone else, but not for me.
What a different time.
Oh, was out to get me. That's the way it seems.
Movie Shrek kind of brought this song back.
Oh, that's right. This was the Monkees.
Yes.
Welcome back to FIFI Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Hope everything's well. You know, everything's good. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is the largest privately owned weapons training or firearm training company in California. That's right. Teaching in over 30 counties, working out to 32 counties here pretty soon. It has the most complete CCW training, but also training in defensive pistol and tactical rifle and advanced pistol and advanced carry. It has all of these on there. Plus, they offer kind of like of team building days for companies, and they come out for a day and shoot and compete. It's really a good time. Northern Firearms Instruction, check it out at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Okay, so they bring this thing up. So Shasta County, and it's a 3-1 vote. Why is it a 3-1 vote? Because David Kehoe abstained. He said this is just political chicanery, bringing something up like this after we said we didn't want to bring it up. Well, it was brought up because there's three of them that said they wanted to bring it up.
How about the fact that a lot of citizens wanted to bring it up?
Plus, a lot of people are upset about this thing. So, this is true that this response really has no teeth. Because it also, during the response, says, well, we will obey the state, you know, the state laws. Well, the state law says that you will not assist the feds in helping ICE with illegals. Now, but they have 837 exceptions on that. But not all of them. But he says it's an insult to the goodwill of our community. This is what Dave Kehoe says. Who's he insulting? What's the goodwill of my community? Here's what I think. We have a great community. We also have a rule of law. If you're here illegally, you're here illegally. Come on. You break the law. So, David, why is this an insult to the goodwill of our community? Of course, I'm getting this out of the Record Searchlight, and there's a lot of stuff going on. May not have gotten everybody. May not have explained everything that he said. But here's what I think. When you just abstain on it, abstaining means what? It means nothing. That means you can go back and say, well, you know, I abstained on it for this reason. Well, no. You're either for it or you're against it. And so when he's on next time, so you really think it's okay for this to be a sanctuary state and our county be a sanctuary county? I mean, my God, there was nothing in it that said that, you know, we're going to break laws. It just says we think it's a bad idea. We do not consider ourselves a sanctuary county, and we will, to the letter of the law, assist federal agents. And I can tell you right now, ICE is coming through, TSA is coming through, and they're talking to certain businesses. And under the new law, that if you cooperate, my business right here, if ICE came in to my business and asked, can I see your stuff? Can I make sure there's no illegals working here? I'd say, sure, you can do that. I don't care. And you know what? Then the attorney general of this wonderfully liberal state would arrest me. Could arrest me.
What would you call this?
For cooperating.
Would you call this action a duck?
Quack. Where's our duck sound?
Does it walk like a duck?
Was this a duck by David Kehoe? Let's hear it again. Okay. We'll get David.
Laura Ingraham actually got that started.
I know. I know. I love it. I'll steal it in a second.
The dark of the day.
If it works, let's just do it. Let's go to Kay.
We have a call. Yeah.
Kay, you were there yesterday, right?
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Hey, Kay, you were there yesterday, right?
Pardon?
Were you there yesterday?
Yes, I was.
And so what did David Keogh say he abstained? Why did he abstain? Because it was political chicanery.
Well, David Keogh and
Modi.
Modi both abstained.
Oh, they abstained? Why wouldn't they vote?
Because they didn't see why we had to do that, why it was any of our business, because it was a federal thing.
No, it wasn't a federal thing. It was a state thing.
And it's protecting the citizens. It's protecting the residents of this area.
What is?
Well, having the cooperation with the federal government.
I would think so. I would think cooperating with the feds. I mean, they have law enforcement agencies out there that help us.
And it's also it's the law of the federal government. You know, it's the federal law.
Last time I looked.
And it's in the Constitution. You know, the Constitution says that the states have anything that's not, you know, connected, not mentioned in the Constitution. Well, immigration is in the Constitution.
Well, the president's the only one can do that.
One of the few things that the federal government has jurisdiction over.
That's right. That borders. So,
yeah.
So why wouldn't they just say, you know what, they looked at, if you look at it, it's got no teeth in it. I mean,
I think it was political suicide.
Well, David's running for office, and
both of them are.
No, Modi's not this time.
He is?
I think Leonard Modi thinks he's bulletproof. I really do.
Well, I don't know. But I was really happy. I was really happy that the three did vote for it.
Oh, yeah.
And this time, when we had the first hearing, it was all people for it. And this time it was like half and half. There was a whole bunch of people who were against it.
Well, they got themselves organized, and I'm sure it came
right.
out of. They were told that hey, this is coming up. So you know, the regular group though.
Yeah,
a regular group against it.
Well, and they didn't really address the resolution per se. I mean, they just said, oh, it's racist and it's going to divide the community and all this stuff that. I mean, they just had a prepared statement that they came read off.
I don't know if it's going to divide the community. I don't see how it's racist because it said illegal immigrants. It didn't say brown. It just said illegal immigrants. That's all it says. You know, if you're a sanctuary state, are you a sanctuary state just for Hispanic types? Of course not. You're Hispanic if you're a sanctuary state for everybody.
Well, and it would be anybody who's not a citizen.
It's right. Anybody that comes to this country illegally is called an illegal alien. They break the law.
Well, and people that come legally and overstay, their visas are illegal also.
That's true.
So, I mean...
Same thing. Same. If you're here, if you're not playing by our rules... Then you're here illegally. Can you go to Mexico and do that? Can you go? How about this? How about if you just go over into, what if you go into China? Say, hey, I'd like to come over to your country and live here. By the way, I want you to start, your school should be teaching me in English. I want to be taught in English. I want extra money because I'm new here.
And you have to give me a Bible.
You have to give me a Bible, but you also have to give me a cell phone.
Well, you know, there was one woman who was for it, and she was from Mexico.
Oh, good.
And
was she here legally?
Them on how things are, you know, and
she ripped who?
Yeah, I mean, she was.
She was for or against sanctuary state.
She was against it.
Of course, she is. She came here the right way. She worked hard to get here. She stood in line. She paid her money.
Right.
She came in. She, you know, her children like this. You know, people that want in illegal immigrants, illegal aliens that come here and they say, oh, they don't take jobs. Well, hell yes, they take jobs. Oh, they just take the jobs that nobody else wants out there picking cabbage. No, that's not true. Go out and look at the statistics. There may be a small percentage of that, but there's a large percentage of them that do things like roofing. They come in and roofing, drywall, construction. And also, because we're talking all illegals here, they come in for IT jobs and other jobs. that are here and that take the jobs of Americans. And so to say that, you know, oh, they only do stoop labor or they do the they do maid work is absolutely a lie.
They do the work that Americans don't want to do.
That's what they say. Ha ha.
But you know, when my parents were college age, the kids, like, they were in San Jose, and the kids that going to San Jose State and Stanford and the universities and colleges down the Bay Area would work in the fields and get jobs in the summer in the fields and in the canneries. And then when the season was up, school started, and then they'd get unemployment. So it was almost like they had a little scholarship. You know, but you have to train kids to want to do things like that.
Well, you know, the thing is that you can the whole point is that for them to say, but there's ways of handling it. If you've got labor needs, then okay, then you have ways of bringing people in on temporary visas. As bad as it sounds, like they used to do in the 60s, come in on temporary visas, do the work.
The Bracero program.
Why not? It worked, and then. And it was busted by the unions.
and they were proud of it.
They made living wages. They sent their money home
forever, and they were so proud of those Bracero cards.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. Gotta run.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, Kay.
Bye.
It's just stupid. I mean, the whole thing is what don't you understand about illegal? Oh, what about those people that were brought here as children? Okay, those are, you know what? Those are exceptions. I can make exceptions. You know, it wasn't their fault they were brought here. You know, Trump's opened it up to 1.6 million people. 1.6 million people. Don't have a felony? Good chance that you can. If the Democrats ever get off their butts and decide they want to work with the Republicans, and the Republicans get off their butts and decide they want to work with the Democrats, then something like that's going to happen. But don't come in here and tell me. Do not come in here and tell me that it's okay to be illegal and that it's racist. To not want to be a sanctuary city. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's got nothing to do with it. That is a total lie. That is people going, oh, you're racist, you're racist. That in itself is racist. Mm. Ask me how that's racist.
Yeah.
No, ask me how that's racist. When they call me racist and I turn around and say, no, that what you're saying is racist.
Yeah.
Ask me how I can say that.
How can you say that?
Well, I just made it up because that's what they do. You got to follow me. What are you, on meds or something? Bob, cop in. Remember, you've been gone for 2 days. I have to retrain you. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers. In-home care services is more than just a health care agency. Quality, compassionate in-home care, and they customize their home care solutions to your unique situation. You know what? Affordable keeps your loved ones where they're happiest, in their homes. Home Helpers. Give them a call at 226-8350 or check them out, readyandhomehelpers.com. We'll be right back.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Valentine's weekend, the Cascade Theater is hosting a Silver Screen Classic Date Night. Bring your sweetheart to this romantic cocktail party starting at 6 with live music and dancing from Al Mirrors and Tyler Mansfield, themed drinks, a jewelry giveaway from Devon's Jewelers, and then the Audrey Hepburn Classic Breakfast at Tiffany's on the Cascade Big Screen at 7:30. Sunday, February 11th at the Cascade. Get tickets and info at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Real people, real winners. Want a chance to play in the biggest poker tournament of the year? Wind River Resort and Casino is giving one lucky winner the opportunity to win the seat of a lifetime and play at the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas. A chance to play in the $10,000 No Limit Hold'em main event, World Championship, with some of the biggest names in poker, and represent Wind River Resort and Casino. Head down to our poker room and play to earn a chance for a seat into the satellite game on April 23rd. This satellite game will determine who plays in the final showdown for the World Series of Poker seat. Don't want to wait on chance? Earn 120 or more hours of live play in 1 month to guarantee a spot in the final showdown on May 1st to determine the final winner for the WSOP seat. Only Wind River Resort and Casino is offering the chance for you to win Poker Seat of a Lifetime. For all the details on Poker Seat of a Lifetime, download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
And now, back to our show.
Think of you, caught up in circles. Confusion is nothing new. Flashback, one night, almost left.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's on a quest. She's on Vision Quest today. As everybody knows, we're redoing all of our studios. And we're getting that FM frequency and redoing everything that's in here. So she's on Vision Quest with the flooring person. And so we'll be doing that later on this morning, too. So this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading at 2225 Hilltop Drive. When I say only full-service, it's exactly what I mean. They can design, they can build, they the capabilities of getting gems from all over the world, and they have the only trained watch repairman. The only watch repairman in Reading is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. If you've got a busted watch, you can take it anywhere, but it's going to end up at Four Winds Jewelry. So why not just cut out the middleman, go straight there? You put in batteries, do all that stuff. But they have a great selection of all types of jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. Did you say, Robert, that we had somebody on? What's his name? Bob from Reading. Good morning. What's up, buddy?
Yeah. Hey, Carl, I want to thank you for this morning and what you're doing. In this Sanctuary City thing, I'm so glad it passed. You had David Keogh on a couple of weeks ago, and he's rerunning for office. And he's one of them who voted against having a Sanctuary City, or he voted for it to have it.
Well, he abstained.
And the thing is that he brought up things 2 weeks ago, and you asked them questions, and the only reason he brought in new stuff is he's rerunning, and he's got somebody running against him. And I just hope the people don't vote for him this trip.
Okay, Bob. Thank you very much.
You have a good one.
You
thanks.
Too. Okay, Mike, you got like a minute, man. I told you call right to try 7:15. I've got guests here.
Apparently you had phone problems.
Oh, okay. All right. Lay it out for me, buddy.
Okay. Are you ready to go?
We're ready right now.
Well, Carl, we got the 69th annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference coming up. That starts actually today with a little bit of the move-in. And it's a trade show, and it's also an education show for everybody who needs to go out in the woods. They need to have continuing education. So we try to provide that We also educate the students. We'll have 800 students down tomorrow morning going through, looking at all the equipment, learning about the logging process and the jobs that are out there in the forest. Good paying jobs. They need hydrologists, geologists, computer operators, computer repair people, designers, and it's a really sustainable job that's available to people out there. So that's why we try to educate the people, but also educate the public as to what happens in the forest and how you need sustainable forests that, you know, really are going to be the backbone of this community because it's the natural assets that we have. We have people coming all the way from Oregon down to Yosemite and from Nevada over to the coast. This is a big conference here. It's good for our town. It's good to have it, and it's good to see a sustainable group. So we're inviting everybody to come down. It kicks off Thursday at noon and goes through Saturday at 3 o'clock. Public invited. It's free. There's lots of competitions that are going to be going on, especially on Saturday. We're inviting people to come out to the excavator rodeo and the log loading contest and things like that that you can watch or you can participate in if you get registered. We also have some collegiate competitions with Cal Berkeley and San Luis Obispo and Humboldt State and our own Shasta College, which took first place 2 years ago, and they're going to compete. It's a sanctioned NCAA logging teams that you've got. So a lot going on.
It's all free. It's all free, isn't it, Mike?
It's all free. That's the big thing. Is that, you know, come on down and learn about the history of this area because that's what started a lot of our industry here.
Yeah. Okay, Mike, that starts tomorrow morning and it goes through Saturday at noon. It's free. You can have a great time down there. I mean, it's really a hoot to go down there and watch everything all these guys are doing. All the logging contests and everything for everybody. So thanks a lot, Mike. Thanks for calling in, reminding us.
Okay, thanks, Carl.
You bet.
Hey, I'm here with Michelle Irvine, who's the general manager of the Cascade Theater. Hello.
Good morning.
I know. She goes, oh, my gosh. She says, you know, I didn't realize my heart was beating. It beats at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, theater people don't do 7:30 in the morning. You know, I told you.
No, you're going to have an argument with Linda on this because Linda's always been an early riser. So she'd be, you know, they'd be out, you know, not out, but they'd be on stage till like 12 and then, you know, or later. Then, of course, you have to clean up and all that. So she gets to bed about 3 and then she'd get up like 9. I mean, just and all the other girls didn't. Before they all had their own rooms, but then when they'd be rooming together, you know, she'd be up at like 6. You know,
I don't know how she does it.
I know. So she didn't have a Sleep Number bed back then. Oh, I had to throw that one in. So, but thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure to be here.
So how do you like it here now? I mean, you've been here now how long?
Since mid-September.
Mid-September. So
I'm loving it.
Because you're from North Carolina, am I wrong? North Carolina, right?
Mm-hmm.
What part?
Durham, the Raleigh-Durham area.
Well, you know, that's a lot of stuff happening in Raleigh-Durham.
Definitely.
And
definitely.
You got universities down there and everything, right?
Yeah, three big ones.
You got Duke and
NC State,
yeah.
And Carolina.
Carolina. So, and you also had North Carolina barbecue, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know,
that's one thing I miss, but I got to say, I am happy to be back in the state of good Mexican food. That's my favorite.
Oh, okay.
You
all
don't
right.
find good Mexican food in North Carolina.
No,
I'm sorry to
well,
say.
It's difficult, but see, then I miss that the barbecue. You know, the North Carolina barbecue is chopped up in that
mm-hmm.
and that kind of that vinegar sauce they put on. I haven't had any for years. Okay, tell us what's happening at the Cascade.
Lots of things happening. I can barely keep up with it. But one project we're particularly excited about is we are doing a documentary project with the Historical Society about the history of the Cascade Theater. And we're actually still looking for people to come forward who may have photos or stories to tell from the past. We're finding there's very little information available during the, like, 90s, I guess, 80s, 90s, when it was turned into a fourplex. So they're still looking for a lot of visuals. So if there's anybody out there that has a great story to tell, like you had your first date there or you work there or anybody who has any photos, we'd really like to get them over to the Historical Society.
Okay. Well, So how do they do that? Do they just give you a call? Or
they can call or email to the Historical Society. They're kind of gathering everything.
Okay.
And, yeah, it'll be screened in August.
Great.
On the anniversary of the reopening after the renovations.
And how long ago was that?
2004.
2004, yeah. Now, people, have you talked to all these people? I mean, I've talked to people that said they set up in the balconies and made out when they were teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Up there when they had it divided into two theaters, I guess, at one point, mm-hmm. two movie theaters. And it was
A quad, yeah.
Yeah, was it a quad?
Yeah. And that the was upstairs a, that was really quad. Small.
It was, believe
the
it or not.
The theaters were really, really tiny. Had about 40 seats, maybe.
Wow. And then I guess, had they painted over it, or just that the dust and cigarette smoke accumulated so the whole ceiling?
No, it was gone.
It was gone.
Painted over or covered over, yeah.
And large holes punched in it. So the restoration craftsmen who brought those murals back to life did an amazing job. I covered that.
Wow. That's cool. The place is beautiful. I mean, it's just fun going in there and just starting on one side and looking all the way around. I mean, that's half the fun of being in there.
It is. It's really a privilege.
So what else you have going on there?
Well, this weekend we have breakfast at Tiffany's. Mallory's florist is providing roses for us to give away. Devon's Jewelers has a jewelry giveaway, so we're very grateful to both of them. It'll be sort of an early Valentine's celebration. We have a band in the lobby beforehand, and then we'll be screening Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Now, this is, isn't there going to be a big giveaway there, or am I missing something here? Did I just miss what you just said?
Well, Devon's Jewelers has usually a beautiful piece of jewelry that we find some fun, clever way to give away. Sometimes it's a contest. We've done costume contests and different things in the past. So not sure what they have lined up for this one. But
okay.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun.
Now, if you haven't been down to we've been there twice when they've shown movies in the theater there. I mean, in their, you know, their first run, not first run, but their classic movies. And you think, I've seen that before, like, It's a Wonderful Life. I mean, how many times do you see that when you're growing up? 100? I mean, okay, maybe not 100, but a lot. But we saw it there at the Cascade. And it's a totally different viewpoint. I mean, it gives you you sit there and you're just kind of like, wow.
It's really great to see it on the big screen.
Got popcorn there in front of you and you're watching it. I mean, it's really, really good. I mean, so if you're thinking about, so this is, for your honey coming on down and seeing this, Breakfast at Tiffany's. It's cool. And so that's this weekend.
That is Sunday.
Yep. So can you buy tickets in advance or can you buy tickets at the door?
Both.
And how much does that cost you when you come in there?
You know, I'm embarrassed to say I don't honestly know.
Whatever it is, it's not much. Anyway.
It isn't with all that you
all
get.
All the stuff you get there, all the bling and all the other great things that happen there, and that's this Sunday. And you've got a bunch of other things happening around here. I know that they've been rehearsing, and you've got a bunch of plays coming up.
We do. We're deep into rehearsals for Oliver. I think that one performs in April, and they're currently doing auditions for Hair. They're still looking for a few people, so if there are some singers out there.
I heard that Wade Ridge is going to be in this, and I asked him, Wade, are you going to be in this? And I thought he said he was. Let's put it this way. I thought I heard that he was going to be in it. And I said, are you into this, like, full frontal nudity that it's in here? And he goes, huh? I said, you knew about that, right? Where we all have one dance where everybody's naked? He kept saying that. I said, you haven't seen the movie?
Yeah, well, let me just clarify. They're not choosing to do the nudity. That's a little too much, I think, for us. So,
I tell you what.
You're going to scare everybody away.
The very short shorts in Rock of Ages probably got some people rolling on that.
Probably.
Hey, we got to take a break here. I'm here with Michelle Irvine. She's the general manager of the Cascade. And I actually, she's like, nudity? Who said nudity? Okay. I'm just... Wade, your heart can start beating again. Okay, we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl on the bot. KCNR 1460.
searching for that perfect Valentine present for the special person in your life? Diamonds are a girl's best friend. And Tuesday, February 13th, Goldmark Jewelers has a special Levente of New York event presenting thousands of beautiful jewelry items along with Goldmark's incredible selection of gold, diamond, and fine gemstones. Don't miss the one-day-only event for the best selection at the best prices at Goldmark Jewelers, your diamond destination in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio. Conservative? Plot it. Call it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful day. It's 65 degrees, going up to 76 today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors, veterans, and their phone number is 365-3793. A lot of things going on in our area here, but we're here with Michelle Irvine, who is the general manager of Cascade Theater, and she's telling us the things that are going on. The big thing, the closest one, of course, is a Sunday, a big Valentine's
Breakfast at Tiffany's on Sunday. And it's my birthday, so come out and help me celebrate.
That's right. And, you know, it doesn't have to be an expensive present. But if you want to stop down at Four Winds Jewelry, she's got her little want list right down there, right?
I do.
At Four Winds Jewelry. Just stop in. Little baubles, you know, for her. Anyway. Michelle's such a good sport here. She's just coming. She goes, I just don't know where he's going with this. Now, you've got a lot of great things coming up.
We do. We do. Don McLean is coming up.
And we have friends that are coming up from Sacramento just to see them.
It should be a great show. There's still a few good tickets left, but people need to get out there and get them if they haven't yet.
I think Linda's working on that somehow to go to see that. I know that Don McLean, gosh, you know, I have never seen him in concert.
I haven't either.
And yet, you know what? I don't even know if he ever had another song after American Pie.
That's the one everybody knows for sure.
Was another hit McLean.
Yeah. And then Weird Al is coming back.
He's coming in May.
Let me tell you, I did see that one. And my brother-in-law is a Weird Al, crazy Weird Al guy. He's a doctor. And we came up and watched that. And let me tell you, a two-hour, it's at least a two-hour show. And there's no intermission. This thing just goes straight on for 2 hours. And it's just outrageously funny and all the music and everything.
He is. He is hysterical. We were very happy to land that one.
Well, he must have had a good time last time. Well, let's go to the phones here. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Michelle. So happy to have you on.
Good morning, Linda. I didn't forget about you. I dragged myself out of bed this morning to come see you guys.
She was ready.
I just want to tell everybody that's listening today that Michelle Irvine's been doing such a fantastic job. We are so proud to have her here in the North State. She's just got an amazing history and has come here to, you know, head up the most beautiful theater that we could ever imagine. Community driven, all that great stuff. But we want you to know we have some friends coming up, Michelle, that are driving up with their Porsche Club, and they are going to be staying the night with us, and we're going to go see Don McLean on March 10th.
The Porsche Club, Porsche Club.
And so there's so many great acts, but I just wanted to say kudos to you. Now, I'm not there because, as you know, the burgundy carpeting and the paint, you know, it's like when you have a baby like we're having, you know, we're going FM and expanding and all that stuff. Carl will show you after you
we're having
get
a baby?
Off the air.
We're having a baby?
Yeah, our second baby is going to be launching here, and that whole place is going to be redone. So I'm out working, you know, getting the guys that are going to be coming in and working on plans and all that stuff. So we're happy to be expanding like you are. And just thank you for everything that you do, Michelle.
Well, thank you.
And you might want to tell your brother Weird Al's on his way back in May.
Yes, I can't wait. It's so much fun. You guys are just always surprising great lineups. Did you talk about membership this morning?
Not yet, but we're getting ready to.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I'm going to sign off. I got to get going, but just wanted to throw my love in there.
Well, we love you.
Thanks,
okay,
Linda.
Care.
Thank you. She can't use those words, having a baby. I mean, I thought it was past that.
What a lovely way to say how much you love me.
Okay. Bob, you can, you know, if you want to, sign Bob and I. Not to sing. Okay. Expanding? Is there, I mean, beyond what you're doing? I know you're trying to open up. You said you want to open up the Cascade more.
We're looking at expanding our lineup and probably doing some more film. But, you know, I'd really like to get more film in there. It's an easy thing to do when we have a night where there's nothing going on, and maybe try doing some cool sort of retro stuff, you know.
Film noir.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, those are some outstanding ones like that. You know, a night with a night with Humphrey Bogart, or a night with Sam Peckinpah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Things like
absolutely.
That. I mean, you know, yeah, I mean, and you, you know what? I'm just thinking out loud, but I know you've already thought of it. Is, you know, you do a Sam Peckinpah movie, and then you talk about him the whole movie. I mean, before it starts. You know, I love it when you all do it like that, and you talk about, oh, this is what happened. This is what the movie's like. This guy almost didn't get it. This movie, almost, you know, nobody really paid attention to it. You know, and then became a classic. That, you know, A Wonderful Life. You know, the story behind that. So.
Yeah, we're kind of experiencing growing pains. We have a very small office space over there, and there's a lot of us crammed in there sharing it. So it's kind of like, you know, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Do you grow and then add the staff, or do you add the staff and then grow? Very, you know, we're just kind of teetering on that verge of needing to make a big move, you know, to kind of get us, you know, into the next phase. So it's just everybody's a little, you know, conservative. Nobody wants to take that big leap. So
that's why we brought you in, right? Wasn't that the reason you were brought in?
I'm a leaper.
You're
I got to say, come
I'm
on. A leaper.
I thought you looked like a leaper there. So, hey, can you rent your marquee?
We have not
start looking at that.
Yeah, we've not done that yet.
Happy birthday!
What about people who wanted to do a wedding in there?
Yeah, what about weddings? You do weddings.
We do weddings.
You do dances. You could do a wedding and a dance right there. The whole enchilada.
Yep. And
the whole enchilada could be there.
We have a high school, I think, that's considering doing their prom there this year. Wow. That would be interesting.
Oh, no, you could do that. No, I can see that. Dance floor up there on the stage. Sure.
I think the first couple of rows down, if they set the orchestra pit up, they have a pretty fair-sized dance area, don't they?
I'm not sure that they would even have an orchestra.
Or have a... if they have I believe a couple of rows come out.
We got to run here, buddy. Okay, what do you want? Oh, how much does it cost to join the Cascade?
You know, they are just now working on the membership stuff because we are deep into booking for next season.
Right.
So membership stuff will be coming out soon, and we'll be announcing our lineup. But I don't have set prices right now.
Okay. But if you are a member of the Cascade organization, you get early notification and get breaks on your prices, maybe.
Yep, you sure do. Definitely.
Okay. Michelle Irvine, General Manager of the Cascade. Here, we'll be right back with Reading Chief of Police, Roger Moore.
And the news brought to you on KCNR Shasta, Reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The California congressman who authored the Republican memo that raises serious concerns about the FISA process says he doesn't mind at all the barrage of criticism he's been getting from Democrats. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes saying it simply means that he must be doing something right.
It's almost predictable because the more they throw at you, the more you know to keep digging because you're getting really, really close.
Nunes, talking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt, says his investigation's now entering a second phase, focusing on irregularities at the State Department. President Trump asking the Pentagon to plan a grand parade of the U.S. Armed Forces to celebrate America's military might.
The White House confirmed the president's request for a military parade. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said the president wants the Pentagon to explore a celebration that will allow Americans to show appreciation for the military. Traditionally, the United States has not embraced showy displays of military power, but such parades are common in authoritarian countries like China and North Korea.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. More than 1,300 flight delays, over 850 cancellations as a winter storm spread snow and ice, freezing rain across a wide swath of the upper Midwest and the East. Vice President Pence says the Trump administration will be imposing new, tougher economic sanctions on North Korea over its nuclear and missile programs.
The United States and Japan will continue to confront the most dangerous threat in the Indo-Pacific, the rogue regime in North Korea.
Pence speaking this morning in Japan. An illegal immigrant from Guatemala facing four felony counts in the drunken driving crash that killed Indianapolis Colts linebacker Edwin Jackson and his Uber driver. Checking Wall Street now, all of the arrows pointing higher, the Dow up 246 points, NASDAQ ahead 26. More on these stories at townhall.com.
On February 16th, from PureFlix,
Samson, chosen by the living God,
a hero will rise.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 16th. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
For unhappy timeshare owners, getting out is important, and with maintenance bills taking a bite out of your savings, now is the right time to call Lone Star Transfer to improve your financial situation. They've helped over 5,000 people get out of their timeshares quickly, legally, and ethically, with a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Let them help you. Call toll-free 855-551-7066, 855-551-7066, for a no-obligation consultation, or visit them online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
South Africa remains in the grip of political turmoil.
An uncomfortable lull has settled over South African politics. Urgent meetings and key diary events have been cancelled, and President Zuma's fate remains unclear. The ANC says progress has been made in constructive discussions between Mr. Zuma and the man poised to replace him, Cyril Ramaphosa. Many here assume that means Mr. Zuma is close to agreeing to step down as president. But the timescale remains a mystery, and the apparent chaos within the governing ANC is provoking anxiety here. This should have been a week of pageantry, a celebration of South African democracy with the annual state opening of parliament. Instead, all eyes are on the bitter divisions within the ANC.
The BBC's Andrew Harding, Japanese internet and energy company SoftBank Group, reporting a more than 11-fold surge in profits in its fiscal third quarter. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Pentagon says the Afghan war is costing taxpayers $45 billion a year, and now some lawmakers raising doubts about exactly what that's buying.
With no end in sight to America's longest war, Republican Congressman Walter Jones says the U.S. will eventually join a dubious list.
No one has ever conquered Afghanistan.
Asking Pentagon Chief Jim Mattis why he doesn't just tell President Trump to pull out. Mattis says he agrees with some of Jones's points about Afghanistan, except the key one.
We're not out to conquer it.
Saying the U.S. goal instead is to prevent disaster at home.
To ensure another 9/11 hatched out of there does not happen during our watch.
The price tag was more than $100 billion a year at the height of the war. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Stocks continue to rise on Wall Street. Now the Dow's up 280 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda, if you were just listening a few minutes ago, she is on the hunt this morning with the flooring guys as we rebuild the studios and offices right here at KCNR 1460 in our quest to move forward. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 7th of February. The news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, newly remodeled, just like us. But the same great customer service and the same great walk-in humidor. Tobacco and Brew. Bob, what's the weather look like real quick?
Works better if I turn on the microphone. Yeah, sunny today. Very spring-like. High near 76 degrees. Overnight low of 51. Nearly 80 in February tomorrow with north winds 5 to 8 miles an hour.
Oh, that was me going, gosh.
Really? Same situation on Friday. In fact, no precip in sight for the next 10 days. Read it and weep. Currently in Reading, 65 degrees at the airport, 53 downtown, interesting enough. So quite a disparity there. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Let's go to Susan Eastman from our Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are in the green this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 292 points at 25,205. The S&P 500 is up 17 points at 2,712. And the NASDAQ Composite advancing 39 points at 7,155. Active stocks on the big board, AT&T up 37 cents, trading at 37.19. Disney up 50 cents at 106.71 per share. General Motors positive 91 cents, trading at 42.77. For local stocks of interest, Best Buy up $1.17 at $71.47. PG&E positive 35 cents, trading at $40.23. Bank of Commerce up a dime at $11.15. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.78%. And over to commodities, gold is down $5.10 an ounce at $1,324. Silver off 19 cents at $16.42 per ounce. And crude oil off 60 cents, trading at $63 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Pretty busy out there, huh, Susan, last couple of days?
It's been a wild ride, yeah.
I said, she's calling Wednesday, and I thought, she probably hasn't been able to take a breath until now.
I got here Monday, and it was just wild and woolly. I couldn't get to you. But
they settled
it's
down.
It's interesting, and it's settling down a little bit.
Well, that's
but
good.
We will see. We shall see.
We need to get you on one day and so you can talk about this kind of stuff. I realize, there isn't one financial advisor that their companies will let them come on because it gets crazy out there. Anyway, thank you so much.
So they just don't like guns and whatever, politics. But we'll make it. All righty.
Okay.
Have a great morning. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, that's Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor. And she's, in fact, the first vice president in charge of investments over there on Park Marina Drive. If you are looking for somebody to take a look at what you've done, your investments, and maybe you've had them for a while, or you're looking to get you some new ones like we do, she's a great, great person to talk to. She's got all the information, and she's been around this business a long time. She doesn't get rattled either. That's Susan Eastman, Wells Fargo Advisors. We're here with our Reading Police Chief, Roger Moore.
Good morning.
How you doing?
It's a good morning. It's beautiful out there.
It is. I mean, I saw one of your officers yesterday. He's wearing his vest and all that, and he looked hot. He was in there. He was readjusting things while he was getting gas. You know, I mean, it was like, I imagine that it's, I remember how it was when we, and our stuff was on the outside. Right. So it was kind of like, I mean, if, you know, our vest and all the gear we were carrying, but it was on the outside, plus the fact it was, you know, load-bearing equipment.
Right.
So we had suspenders and everything else are all types of things where your guys are wearing on the interior.
Correct.
And it's hot.
Yes.
And so I mean, it's kind of hard to get away from it, and then all the rest of your stuff's on your hips. Why haven't you figured out a way to take that load off your hips? Because it's causing all types of back problems. My son, and the reason I'm saying this is I've heard it, but my son-in-law is a U.S. Marshal. The guy's a physical stud, and he's taking injections in his back.
Yes. I'm glad you asked that point. Yeah. We recently did change, and now we have gone to a more load-bearing type of vest that does disperse the weight.
Okay.
Off your hips, because this year I'll have 29 years in, and my back hurts, and it's a direct result of carrying all this weight around your hips. It makes your leg go numb. It does all kinds of bad things for you.
Yeah, plus jumping in and out of the cars.
Right, and so you also get a lot of workman's comp claims over the years, and that's expensive. So we want guys to last 30 years. Now the new formula is 2.7 at 57, so we want these guys to last their entire career. And with the load-bearing vest, it will allow them to do that, and they won't get hurt. So I'm glad you brought that up. That was very timely. So we are going to it, and I can bring you some pictures of the guys, or I can bring a guy down here. They're demoing the vest now.
Great. I'd love to see that because I've realized this for years. We've talked about it for years.
Yeah.
There isn't one policeman or highway patrolman or anybody, because how heavy is that, is your belt?
You know, I think all of this together is about 30 pounds with the ammunition and with the handcuff. Now you have double handcuffs. Now you have AR magazines. Now you have a taser. Now you have, you know, so it just hacks on and on and on.
And your radios and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So you figure this, people go, well, I tell you what, if you've never carried 30 pounds around your hips every day, and then having to get in and out of cars and all these things. You know, like I said, in the military, though, we will have, you know, we a lot of times we'll have a pistol we carry on our hips. So we always have that and extra ammo and those kind of things. So if you lose your vest for some reason or it's put off, you're still you're still armed. But everything else we carried on our shoulders and wrapped around us so that, you know, so you could, it's what it was called, LBE, load-bearing equipment. And and every time I saw a policeman, I said, what is wrong with you guys?
So we figured it out. it took us a while.
Well, part of it, though, is, and you know, when people go, well, is because sometimes that equipment would then look too military.
That's correct.
And that was a problem. It looked threatening. Yeah.
Jeez. Well, yeah, there's been this big pushback by communities and people. Well, we don't want our officers to look dangerous. You guys are in a dangerous business. These are dangerous times, you know.
Right.
It would be nice if we were able to have Barney Fife or a London Bobby who is totally unarmed. It would be nice if we lived in that world. We don't live in that world.
Right. And you know what's interesting about that? I've been around so long, I've seen changes. And right after the North Hollywood bank robbery shooting, when everybody was armored up and the officers weren't allowed to carry their long guns because it was too militaristic and, you know, the bad guys were just wiping off the handgun rounds. Well, we've evolved. That very next week it was, get your SWAT weapons in the trunk. We need to deploy those.
Of course.
And
how ridiculous.
Be ready. And
the cops had to go to a gun store to get guns to be able to shoot back.
Unfortunately, sometimes it takes a tragedy to change the mindset. Yeah. And that's how it works.
There was no... Thank God, but there was nobody killed, I mean, except them. Was there any policemen killed?
Many officers were hit.
Were hit.
I believe some passed away, but I'm not sure. But we were just, unfortunately, it was outgunned. And no, that is no longer the case, which is good.
Do y'all have automatic weapons?
We have that capability,
for
our SWAT operators.
Okay. Because, you know, you do, you know, in the military, we had three-round burst, or you could just go full, you go rock and roll.
Right.
It, difficult, you know what, and here's the thing is people watch these movies all the time, but if you've ever shot it before, it's not real easy to keep those, you know, keep your rounds on target.
Correct.
You know, and
it walks
and,
up
it
on
it
you.
It just walks, and, you know, and everybody gets excited, and you just, you'll burn through a mag in like, it's, I think it's like 1 second, or maybe 1.5 seconds. Yeah. So, well-aimed rounds.
Yes.
But you know what? There's something to be said about putting a lot of fire downrange to suppress people, and that's how you do it. Okay, we're here with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in a minute. This portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number. You know, Sleep Number is probably the easiest way. It's the easiest way to keep your resolution for the new year. You know, I've talked about this, you know, several times, but it's true. It's the we've been sleeping on this bed for over 4 years. I can't say that I've ever had a better night's sleep than I have on our beds. You can adjust it with the new bedding they have. It will actually, the 360 will actually adjust to you as you roll around at night or if you move over. So it gives you that type of adjustment. It can do it can actually help you if somebody in your family snores. It can adjust the bed up. You can do that for them while they're snoring, and it stops. Gosh, there are so many different things that are available with the Sleep Number bed. Again, for 4 years we've used this and we've had nothing but great, great sleep on it. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 50. So if you have not tried it, go on down to the Target Shopping Center, head on over to where the vitamin store is, and you'll see the Sleep Number store. And it's like something out of Apple because it is everything you walk in there, computers and stuff, just to show you your how well you can sleep on one of these wonderful beds. Just tell them Carl and Linda sent you. We'll be right back with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore.
Here's your chance to save $4,000 off MSRP on the purchase of a new 2017 Nissan Rogue Sport at Crown Motors. The Nissan Rogue Sport has aggressive styling and quiet comfort. The impressive gas mileage will save you money with every mile. Get yours today for $4,000 off MSRP on every new Nissan Rogue Sport in stock at Crown Motors. They're equipped for comfort with advanced drive assist display, hill start assist, hands-free text messaging assistant, and more. 10 to choose from. Price plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document preparation charge, and any admission testing charge. The $4,000 off MSRP includes a $1,500 Crown discount, a $2,000 factory rebate, a $500 NMAC cash rebate when you finance through Nissan Motor Credit. Not all buyers will qualify. Offer ends February 28th. Come to Crown Motors Nissan on Cypress Avenue today for a test drive.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Freedom of the press. What does that mean today? At one time, it meant that the press had a protected status to be the watchdogs of the government and our politicians, to be neutral in their oversight of the news and politics, and to keep the people informed and the politicians honest. Sadly today, the national news is nothing more than a political puppet with a corrupt, one-sided liberal progressive agenda. We can no longer trust or believe the media, but we can put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 in our own vision quest of rebuilding the studios, searching for that FM frequency that's out there that fits for us. And it's going to happen. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, the only place I would go to buy a firearm. The only place I go for accessories. The only place I go for optics. And if I have, and if I need that, some work done on the trigger of my Springfield XD, I can't think of any other place I would go to than Bastiani Arms. You're not going to have any gunsmithing at all at the big box stores. Why not go to Bastiani Arms, give them a chance to meet or beat just the prices? And instead of having somebody that really been working behind the gun counter for a week, why don't you talk to some people who've been around guns their whole lives? Very, very great customer service. They welcome novice shooters. They have it all at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. I'm in the studios, of course, with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore. Good morning, and welcome back again, Chief.
Good morning, and thank you.
Well, we just talked about under this new 2.5 or 2.7?
2.7 to 57.
At 57. So they've gone from 50
yes.
to 57.
That's
they've
correct.
Added 7 years on to our new policemen that are coming in.
That is correct.
Also, and we're going to talk about lat moves, but the lat move also takes a cut if he moves from Stockton to here.
That's true. So
how's that work?
Reading has had a long history of hiring laterals, excuse me, to our agency. And what a lateral is somebody that has been on the street for over a year and they have proven themselves, and then they get to apply as a lateral to come here. We've had the luxury of hiring lieutenants, sergeants, corporals from other agencies to come here. So we harness that information and we just add depth to our agency. But now, instead of 3 at 50, they come in at 3 at 55. So they will have to work 5 years longer as a lateral.
Right. Okay. So that, and this then leads to the, when you start talking about bonuses.
True.
For get people to sign here.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was one of the ones that questioned that.
Sure.
And I'll tell you, and this is my reason. And you and I talked about it. And after
yeah.
we did, in fact, after I talked about it, you called me.
Yes.
Or you came in or something, and we talked about it. The idea of, and I thought, gosh, why are we paying bonuses? Because we pay our guys well here.
Yes.
And, you know, people, when you complain about how much we pay, then, you know, get your gun and you stack outside the door. I believe we pay our people well, that we live in an area that's really good.
Yes.
It's not as safe as it used to be, but it's probably a lot less probable to have something happen to an officer here than, say, Stockton or L.A. or,
yeah.
you know, a lot of those places.
I agree.
And I couldn't – so my question was, why do we have to pay a bonus?
Right.
And the answer was.
Yes. And so to have that experience is just good for our agency, because chances are if you pull somebody from a bigger city, they've already seen it, done it. They have great ideas. So we mine that information all the time. Not to mention the beauty of a lateral is that within 8 weeks after the training program, they are hitting the street solo on their own handling calls versus a recruit. You've got 6 months in the academy, at least 6 months on training if they make it. And so you wouldn't see them on the street for a year. So there is a benefit to that.
But the other thing, too, is that when they that I also understood is that they were going to have to work longer. For another 5 years.
That's
when,
correct.
When indeed, if they were to stay at the other place, they would retire at 50. Now they stayed at 55. So in
yes.
there, and that our what we were paying people up to 7,000, I think it went up to.
Yeah.
Some of the comparisons were just remarkable. I mean, like,
right.
how much was Chico paying?
You know, quite a bit. And then you have agencies like Palo Alto with 25,000. But mm-hmm. what we do is we're at the 5,000 mark. And so we've been able to attract a lateral recently, in part, I think, maybe based on that. But it's, you know, $2,500 up front, $2,500, I believe, it's at the end of their training program.
And they've got to make it through.
That's true.
The
Now, okay, so, but you also are putting people through the, and so here's what some of the things I hear and I share with you.
Absolutely.
Well, why aren't we homegrowing ours and putting them through the academy?
And we are. And so that is a good point. I love to hire people from here. We train them. They don't have any bad habits. And so that's a good thing with the recruit. So there are some very good things as well. We just recently did a big recruitment. We've got lots of people that applied. We're looking at possibly sending up to three people to the academy here real quick.
Who pays for that?
We do.
Okay.
And
that's what I thought. And somebody was telling me, oh, no, they have to pay their own way. And I went,
no.
That may have been at one point. I said, but every time I've talked to the chief and last chief was that I was pretty sure is that Reading paid for them to go through school.
We do. We treat them like they are our employee.
Okay.
Unfortunately, if you wait to the end of an academy, a lot of the A-team folks are already taken by other agencies. So you want to get on board early. You want to get them with a patch on their shoulder. You want to pay them, and you want to monitor them a lot through the academy. And
okay.
So we have high expectations, and it's going to be good. I'm excited to see this this change in our philosophy to send more people through the academy.
Oh yeah, I like it too, and for a number of reasons. One, it's we've got our homegrown kids here that they've got a buy-in in the community.
Yes.
They know what the community's like.
Right.
They're going to recognize, they know people that, and people will know, knowing them. But also, I think that, one part of it, of course, is the financial part.
Right.
Because of the changes in the, of how the CalPERS is working for our new hires and all this. Saves us money in the long run.
Absolutely. And, what I like to do is hire cadets, and then that's a lower-paid job.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get a kind of a feel for their work ethic and how they're going to be, and then we can kind of cultivate them up through the program, encourage them to take the recruit test and send them on through. So it's a good way, if you're thinking about law enforcement, to come in. If you're 18 years old, come on in and apply to be a cadet, get to know us, and you have just kind of a foot in the door.
So how old do you have to be, 21?
18, to be a cadet.
To be a cadet, but what about an officer?
We like to see it 21.
21. Yeah. Okay. Are there educational requirements?
Yep, there's 30 units. So what we do as a cadet, we hire them at 18 with the understanding that we work around their schedule, their college schedule, with the understanding they're to seek a job in law enforcement or, getting their GED out there or the general requirements out there at Shasta College or somewhere.
Yeah.
To get ready to take that next step.
Okay, so they get that, and then once they've passed that, and you've had a chance to look at them for a couple of years, and now you move them into, we're going to hire you after the academy. How about your, how many in the force are former military, would you say?
Oh, gosh, I would say probably upwards of 70% or 75% or more. I mean, we love the military folks.
Yeah, got a lot.
Absolutely.
Well, that just makes sense, though.
It does. They get it. They put in a good hard day's work, and they just a good work ethic.
We've been talking, a lot of people when I talk to them, where are we at right now, and where are we going?
Yeah.
Because we talk about the downtown. We talk about K2 here. We talk about the old police building behind us. We talk about maybe new structures down there, taking out that old The old parking structure, which I think ends it. I think it's you can't park in there anyway after another 4 or 5 years.
Right.
It's too dangerous.
True.
Redoing this whole downtown and reinventing, revigorating Renaissance down here.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is excited about that. But the one question that comes up is public safety.
True.
Let's take an early break, and let's talk about public safety and what you believe and some of the things that you've heard, and I will share with you some of the things I've heard on this. But this has got to be the primary talking point. When it comes down, everybody else talks about everything, but it will always circle back to public safety. So it's about 27 minutes after the hour, and we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business for over 25 years, voted best in the North State for a really good reason. They're the best in the North State. I wouldn't think of anybody else to touch my HVAC systems. They come in twice a year. They do all the maintenance on them. They check the filters, make sure they're all clean. They do the air ducts. They've put in a on-demand water system, hot water system for us. I mean, they've done it all at Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at I'm sorry, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
The Ten Tenors are coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium March 16th with their acclaimed show, Wish You Were Here, a celebration of legends featuring the music of David Bowie, Prince, Amy Winehouse, John Lennon, Michael Jackson, Freddie Mercury, Whitney Houston, and more. Fresh off their 20th anniversary world tour, the Ten Tenors return with their show, Wish You Were Here. With over 700 sold-out shows, 6 albums that have gone platinum and gold, it's the Ten Tenors. Don't miss your opportunity to experience this international singing sensation live at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets for this soon-to-be sold-out show, the Ten Tenors, March 16th. Go to readingcivic.com for your tickets today. Tickets are also available at the Civic box office or by calling 229-0022. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for a very special Valentine's night, February 14th. That's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds at Elements Lounge in Wind River Resort and Casino. $55 per couple with your club card. Free slot play, steak and lobster, champagne and dessert. Sound delicious? Limited seating on Valentine's night with a 4 p.m., a 6 p.m., and 8 p.m. reservation. Call 243-3377 for your Valentine's reservation today.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda's on quest today. I feel sorry. I pity the man that stands in front of her. And her quest to get flooring.
I pity the poor fool.
I pity the fool that says, no, I'm just kidding. she is going to put flooring in this place. And, you know, she hangs in there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, one of the favorite places for our law enforcement agencies to get their haircut down there. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. You go in there, just, you know, if you don't need a haircut, just go and sit down, read a magazine, get your testosterone build again. Linda says she walked in one day, she said, oh my God, am I growing a mustache? It was just, you know, and she walked out. So, anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across from Subway there. Okay, and we're here with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore, and we've been talking about some of the things that are, you know, like bringing in, why we bring in laterals, how we're trying to grow our own to that, of course. A new load-bearing equipment vest that I guess we could call it a vest, something like this, that takes the pressure, the physical pressure off their hips.
Correct.
And because of all the work comp stuff and, you know, you're chasing somebody down the street or you just, you know, you're trying to twist and things like this, you get a lot of injuries.
Absolutely.
And my son-in-law is one of those people. I mean, he is still on the job, but he had these probes put into his back that burnt, I mean, literally cauterized the nerves back down there, which is probably the same thing a lot of your officers have.
That is true.
And Roger, I'm talking about, oh, yeah, you take off your shirt, and we've got things like, you know, scars here, scars there, you know.
I expected you guys to start comparing battle scars at any moment.
Yeah. you're one up on me though, buddy. You're one up on me. Maybe two. I'm not sure if it was one or two shots. Anyway, but now we want to address the fact is that everything comes back to public safety.
That's true.
Just, I mean, if you can't do anything unless you got that.
That's true. And you know, when we look at our department, we have seen a lot of change since about 2008, during the economic downturn. At one point, we had 119 sworn officers and 15 CSOs, and our response times to Priority 1 calls was down around 8 minutes and 17 seconds. And those are for Priority 1s, which are, you know, robbery in progress. Those are very violent calls.
Oh, yeah.
And today, because of all that, we are at 105 officers and 4 CSOs, and our response time is up to like 14.37 minutes. So that's
For a
priority one.
Priority one. Wow.
And that's considerable because you have to think that on a priority one call, it takes 2 officers to arrive on scene. So one officer may stage in the area to get the other one clear across town to help them out. Mm-hmm. When that happens, usually 2 or 3 cars may go on one of those calls and it leaves the rest of the city kind of unprotected.
Sure.
But that's kind of where we're at now. We have been doing a great job of trying to get grant funding for different positions. And we are so thankful for the donations out there for our neighborhood policing unit officers. But that stuff ends. And
it does.
We have about $2 million right now attached to funding of our police officers. And, again, I'm thankful for that. But we need to look at...
$2 million. Now, those are donations, essentially.
They're donations. There are partnerships with, say, the school districts and different things like that. So we are very, very thankful of that. But, you know, that's kind of where we're at today.
We can end tomorrow.
It has in the past, too, and then it kind of caught us off guard because now we have to release an officer. So what we want is to make it solid, to make it whole. We understand that law enforcement, you know, we are one part of the criminal justice system. And I want to make sure that the Reading Police Department is solid. We have our officers. But also, as we grow as a city, we need other things to grow, too. DA's office, public defender's office, the jail, things like that. They need to grow together. Otherwise, it would be just out of proportion. But so that's where we're at right now. We're looking at kind of some ways to be creative, but to still service the needs of the public. And I've been one to listen and react accordingly to what the people's needs.
You really have, buddy.
I appreciate that.
And I've heard that from people. And the thing is that... you're moving you move your people around. I mean, you're still making those sweeps, you know, still trying to keep, you know, the quality of life stuff going.
Yes, that's very important. And it kind of got out of control for a while. And all my officers agree. And so we do have a criminal sweep coming up, too, here next week. So that'll be a good thing. You'll see us out there in force.
Well, but I probably should tell Bob because I don't want him swept. So, okay.
Be careful, Bob.
Be careful, Bob. I'll tell you where we're at. Okay, Bob's pointing. It says there's questions in here. It says it became okay. I've got to read the whole thing. I can't read that. Okay.
Okay. A year ago, body cams were the big buzz. Oh,
okay. Yes.
And then some questions came up. It was a question between officer accountability and civil liberties / privacy, and where are we at in that process? And the other concern was, where do you keep and curate the vast amounts of data that would be generated by body cams?
And so that's a great question. Right now, it's still undecided in a lot of these agencies on what to release, what not to release. There's a lot of agencies that are in litigation right now about body cameras, so it's really undecided. Not to mention what you brought up. It's a very expensive. Maybe not just for the cameras, but who manages that data afterward, where we're going to store it in the servers, who's going to redact the information?
The amount of storage space is just astronomical.
It's huge. And so my standpoint, we don't have the money for it right now. And it's just not a good fit right now because it's not vetted in courts. And we don't want to be the test example. And so we want to make sure it's dialed.
Well, you know, the thing is, and that's a good question, too, is that, you know, this thing was huge and it's died out. I mean, essentially, it's died out because people, you know, there's the whole idea of the body camera. If you look at it, right, it protects our officers too. And when people are asked questions, I understand if there's a body camera, I have a tendency to answer the questions truthfully.
True.
For some reason, and I don't know why that is, but they do. But it also is so expensive.
Right.
On something like this. Anyway.
And I think, too, it kind of took citizens by surprise on how, what a violent job this is.
Yeah.
And oftentimes it's shocking to the conscience to people, and they don't understand that we're given tools to use to protect them. And I think it was just an eye-opener for most folks, and I'm not sure if they were just ready for that yet.
Well, speaking of technology, the drone. We now have a drone.
Yep, unmanned aerial vehicles. We've got three. We've got a micro and two good size ones. We're training up our officers now. We have it's going to be great. It's going to save lives. It's going to drop these things into areas that you would already.
These are unarmed drones, by the way.
Unarmed. Okay. They do not have the capability of hauling things, explosives, and things like that. But we'll be able to save lives with it, and our guys are excited. I'm excited, and we're hopefully in the next few months, after we get our guys trained up, do a big demo somewhere and have the media out and just to show how impressive these are.
I tell you what, I've used them a lot, and it saves lives. And I tell you,
really
you can put a drone, especially the micros, you know, that run on, you know, that you got them for 10 minutes.
Yep,
and that's about all they last. And you, but you put them out there, and you pop over another side of a hill. Or we do is look up on roofs.
Absolutely.
Roofs were really big that we could look and see what was up on a roof before we were moving down alleys.
Yep.
And because the streets over in Somalia, Mogadishu, and Baghdad and all these other places are narrow.
Right.
And so it's you're kind of like in a shooting tunnel there. If they start, so having something in Overwatch like that can really help. Plus finding lost people.
Absolutely. Often we have elderly walkaways and things like that out into fields, and it would significantly help. And it's, you know, our policy is very restrictive because we don't want people thinking we're randomly flying these unmanned aerial vehicles in their house, in their backyard, looking at what they're doing. There are specific reasons when we deploy it. It has to have, you know, supervisor, watch commander authorization, and it has to be documented. So there are checks and balances.
And there's also things that probably is, you know, do you can you keep the video? But anything that doesn't have to do with the case is then redacted, I imagine.
Correct.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. D.C., do you have a question for Reading Police Chief Roger Moore?
Yes. I'm just curious. We have a very professional police force. How does he keep the morale up when they keep arresting the same people over and over again and they're back on the streets?
You know,
that's a good question.
That is a good question because the long and short of it is our officers live and work here and they have a vested interest in making sure that our part of the criminal justice system isn't broken and we're not going to let the bad laws that come out of Sacramento affect what we do. So when we go out there, our guys want to make the city safer. Not only for you, but our own families as well. And so that's what keeps it up. You know, oftentimes it is frustrating for us, though, you know, because we see them, we arrest them, they're right out. And that's all part of that entire criminal justice system I'm talking about. We can do our job, but if there's no jail space, it's very difficult to hold people accountable. And I know the sheriff knows that, and I know he wants to get have a few plans for some more jail bed space. But back to morale. We have a lot of highly trained officers here who go out and do their job the best they can every day. And I'm thankful to live here because we have a bunch of predators. We've got a bunch of officers that if something happens in our city, they are going after them. And that's what I want.
Okay. You know, thanks, DC. You know what? That's, you know, because, okay, we're going back to the public safety part of all the stuff we do. It comes back to public safety.
It does.
Jerry Gray was in here the other day, and you heard him during the meeting, but he said, I have a one-alarm fire. That's half my assets.
Correct.
Half the assets in this city goes to a one-alarm fire. So you've got a house that's got a one alarm. It goes to two alarms.
Right.
Every asset he has in this city goes to that one fire. He can't put out a dumpster fire. Really, that's where we are right now with that. So when we think public safety, it's not just keeping our numbers up on our police and our community
Absolutely.
Service officers. You got to think about that too. I mean, yeah, okay, there are different agencies that are come swinging in for everybody, but still, think about that. Two alarm fire on one side of this town, and a house fire starts in the other. You better get out your hoses because there's nothing coming right away.
And that is a very good point. And so if you look at when we start patrol every day, we have 7 beats in our city and 1 supervisor. And if we have a crash on the east side that is blocking intersections with people injured, that's going to take up about 4 officers. You've got the rest of the city kind of unmanned, or we monitor it, right? So it depletes a lot of our resources. Let's say you have a bank robbery and something on the east side. Bank robbery on the west side, something on the east side. That's going to strain our resources significantly to the point where, we'll pull our neighborhood policing unit officers if they're on duty at the time and our traffic unit. So it does deplete it really quickly.
That's okay. I'm going to stage 2 large car wrecks out there on the way out on the east side. When everybody's racing out there, I'm going to take down the bank. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that was in the getaway. Okay. Now you guys are ready for that.
Yes.
I'm here with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore. Hey, and this portion of the show is brought to you by North State Security. And North State Security is their 50th year this year. They've got 125 officers. They're out there on the streets. They're the largest security firm north of Sacramento. The types of things they do is, of course, the power plants here, local high school games, businesses, a lot of the businesses in private industry, of course, and private homes. But they're also helping out on the river trail now.
Absolutely.
I applaud you for that, Roger. I really do. You're bringing in these guys that their presence out there.
Yeah, they are out there, and they're, our eyes and ears, and they're keeping a watch out on some of our city's infrastructure, our waterways and things like that. So they're doing a great job.
They're not out there to get in gunfights with the bad guys, but they're there, like you said, for eyes and ears, and they're a presence, and a presence is a detriment to the bad guys.
It is, and that's that philosophy that the more people you have in uniform out there, more officers, it is a deterrent, strictly a deterrent. If a person is going to commit a crime and they see a unit drive by or a police officer walking foot patrol, they're more apt not to do the crime.
They want to go to someplace else. It's easier.
Correct.
Okay, ounce of prevention since 1968. Give them a call, 243-0295, and they're always looking for officers. We'll be right back after these messages.
For that perfect Valentine present for the special person in your life? Diamonds are a girl's best friend. And Tuesday, February 13th, Goldmark Jewelers has a special Levente of New York event presenting thousands of beautiful jewelry items along with Goldmark's incredible selection of gold, diamond, and fine gemstones. Don't miss the one-day-only event for the best selection at the best prices at Goldmark Jewelers, your diamond destination in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30, closed Sunday.
This is Tracy Edwards, and we would like to invite you to Glitz and Glamour at Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino's Year to Remember Roaring Twenties, Saturday, March 3rd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets include dinner, awards presentation, and silent auction. Celebrate the 70 organizations that received funds in 2017, with one organization receiving an additional gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino's Glamorous Roaring Twenties, Saturday, March 3rd. For event information, please call 242-4516.
Get that siesta or you'll miss the fiesta. Head on over to Tortilla Flats on Park Marina Drive, a friendly cantina with pretty senoritas that serve up dishes that taste as good as they look. The choices are endless. Enchiladas rancheros, fajita or chili verde burritos, chicken or beef cicada. Try our mouth-watering seafood enchiladas or burritos served with Tortilla Flats' own Spanish white cream sauce. All this and more served 7 days a week, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Dinners are served with beans, rice, albondiga soup, or salad and complimentary
complimentary chips and salsa. Tortilla Flats is a perfect place to end your day. Our popular happy hour is 4 to 6 p.m. with $2 tacos, half-off appetizers, and daily drink specials. Tortilla Flats even has a private party room for groups up to 30. Call for details. The next time you crave Mexican food, try Tortilla Flats, Redding's oldest Mexican restaurant where we serve the best margaritas in town. Tortilla Flats, 2800 Park Marina Drive, 1 mile south of the Sundial Bridge, where the fiesta never ends.
Real people, real winners. Love is in the air at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our Love Boat Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play. Prizes are a 10-night Mexican Riviera cruise aboard a cruise ship on Princess Cruises. Two cruises for two plus $500 cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Triple entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings for free slot play Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a cruise for two. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Love, exciting and new. Come aboard, they're expecting you. Set sail for romance and adventure aboard the Princess Cruise Liner. Let's make it happen. Head down and play our Love Boat Swipe to Win, where not one, but two winners. Win a 10-night Mexican Riviera cruise from Avanti Travel of Reading, plus $500 cash. Final try Wednesday, February 28th. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. Good morning, everybody. 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Tomorrow, Clark and Clark are on. The Clark twins. And I don't even want to... I just don't even know what to say. Because once they get going, and it, you know, because watching Sharon's eyes get bigger and bigger and bigger as Trish just rips into somebody, I'm not going to tell you what Sharon says, how she describes it, because I don't know if I would just make it. She says, I just kind of like everything tightens up.
From my point of view, it's very interesting to observe.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what. Anyway, that's tomorrow. And then, of course, on Friday, we're back. Linda and I will be back on Friday. Okay. We're here with Reading Police Chief Roger Moore. And, okay, we got like 10 minutes left here, Chief. I know you're looking at something happening, something going on there.
Nope, we're good.
Okay, we're good. Because you know, every time I see him pick up the phone, it's like I'm thinking, okay, bank robbery in progress.
It does light up Dano. Like a Christmas tree once in a while.
Book him, Dano. Like, you ever say that? Book him,
no,
Dano.
But it's a good say.
Book him, Al. Okay. Anyway. Okay. We ought to have our own little cops thing here.
There you go.
We could do that. You know what? Would you be okay with that?
You bet.
Okay, it's a winner. We'll do that, and we'll give you final say on what happens. You don't have to end of it and go, oh no, those words did not come out of that young man's mouth. Okay, you know what? But maybe we should do something like that. Is follow you all around for one night, and you know, put a couple camera teams out there.
I did it right in
on
when
a Friday,
I was, yeah.
On a Friday and a Saturday night, or when the moon's full, and just let people see what you guys go through.
Absolutely.
See what the officers do.
When I was in high school, I did a ride along, and it was an eye opening experience. I think that should be like
Everybody should do that.
Yeah, everybody should do that.
Everybody needs to do that and go through that shooting course.
Absolutely.
When you've got a split
second. Don't shoot.
Shoot. Don't shoot. Okay.
First option.
Okay. What you have
tonight. Show up at the Shasta County Board of Supervisors office at 6 o'clock. They're having a public safety discussion, and they want to hear what you have to say. I will be there. We're going to try to find a way to fix the public and safety concerns that we have in our county. So it's a good idea to show up, voice your concern, and you will hear plans from the sheriff. And I know that the district attorney is going to be there and a few other folks, so they will be there to ask questions, too. Because I think we're all on the same page. We want to solve this issue.
I think so, too. But I would like to see something coming out of the county. I mean, I really do. I mean, I'm tired, frankly, of not seeing anything. I think the people in this town, in this county, ought to be tired of this. I mean, there's different ways have been mentioned. Things come up, and it's always no. Well, you know what? Why? I mean, we're going to get some more money to move people out of here. We came up. That's our plan after 7 years. That's our plan. I mean, I thought that plan was 7 years ago.
Maybe I'm being too little harsh on him.
So I do know the sheriff has some good plans. So I know
the sheriff has come up with plans before.
Correct.
Yep. Oh, no, can't do that.
Yeah.
Don't have the money.
Really?
And also on February 22nd at 5, we will be having another public safety workshop here at the City Council Chambers. So please come down. We want to hear your opinions as well.
This is important, my friends.
Very important.
This is really important. You know, this is not just another public safety.
Right.
I mean, they're all important.
Right.
This is one where we need to move. We have to give feedback on whether on how we're going to move Reading forward.
Absolutely.
Either move Reading forward, or kind of make up our minds is that this is just the way it is, and we're just going to be we're going to insist that the chief keep doing more than, you know, with less, and fire to do more with less, or to come up with ideas how we can save money at the city.
Right. We're looking for ideas.
Yeah, ideas on how to do that.
And we're looking for our citizens' expectation of public safety.
That's right. And if everybody is, the majority of people are saying, well, you know what, I can live with this. Well, okay, then we live with it.
Yep.
If there's got to be a change, then we need to figure out how we can change.
Absolutely.
And I mean, and I've heard all different types of ideas from people letting one of these waste management companies bid on collecting all the waste in Reading,
right,
and having them take that over, so that you save money on salaries, trucks, repairs, maintenance, and all this. I don't know. There's a lot of things that Anderson does, but they just contract out. I mean, like for electricians and things like this.
Right.
I mean, there's going to be 1,000 ideas. Everybody might have, you know, everybody has a good idea.
Right. And I know our city manager has an open mind and considers people's opinions and suggestions.
And that's what Barry wants, because we're reaching that point. We're reaching a point where, like we talked about, you know, the neighborhood police unit could go away.
That's correct.
You know, Bethel is going to be building a multi-million-dollar project out there.
That's true. And we are slated to lose those 4 neighborhood policing unit officers by August.
August.
Of this year.
All right. So, and then we're talking about how, we just opened up the Sheridan. We've opening up these other places, how we want to do all this. You know, the Renaissance is going to be tied to public safety, and this, you know, these stupid people that you know keep resending things on Facebook like the most dangerous place to live is Reading.
Right.
That's not true.
Not true at all.
Not true. It's just not true.
No.
You know, oh, girls can't, women can't walk around Reading at night feeling safe. That's not true. There may be areas.
Right.
But there are areas everywhere.
And you only realize that when you go to another city in the Bay Area or somewhere, you come back here going, thank God I live in Reading.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah. So. People need to travel and go out. You know, like I've seen this homeless thing from Vancouver down to San Diego. Trust me, San Diego is having to spray their sidewalks every other week with a bleach solution to kill off the hepatitis C germs, because they've had like over 100 people die from that. They're having to build tent camps to get the people off the streets.
Right. And one of my goals is to stay ahead of that.
Yeah.
And however it takes. And I know our city council and our city manager is on that same thought pattern as well. So
on the 22nd, come in with a list of things that you would say
Absolutely.
That this is a way that I think we can save money. You may not like it, but this is a way to save money. This is a way of achieving more revenue for our general budget, too.
Absolutely. Let's have those discussions.
Yep. If you don't, then we're just going to continue to do what we're doing now. And I frankly think it's not working when we – how many cars a day? What are we up to?
We have 7 cars and a supervisor.
No, I'm talking about stolen.
Oh, well, we're up to 2.3 now.
2.3 cars a day.
An example of the kid running yesterday that turned it over on Mission Day Ora.
Yeah.
It was an unreported stolen. And this, by the way, is a result of AB 109. It's as one of those never go, so you never go to prison if you steal a car. It's just this dysfunctional system.
A never go.
And it's called a never go. It's crazy.
The one when you said, this guy can pull out a pocket of heroin, a fistful of heroin, and what would you do?
He'd give him a ticket.
Ah!
It's just, and it's crazy.
Yet,
I never thought I would be here.
And yet, I give you a straw. You arrest me. I go to jail for 6 months. The plastic straw, did you see that one?
No.
Oh, I'll tell you after.
Okay.
This was a new law. If waiter, if servers offer you a straw without you asking,
you
can go to jail.
Okay.
I can't imagine your guys arresting people for that.
No, we don't have time for that.
Sanctuary State, what kind of impact does that have on you, Chief?
You know, it's interesting. I saw the vote where the county voted, is it not to be a sanctuary state?
Right.
Correct?
It was 3-2. I'm not sure what it was. People were saying the other two abstained. Yeah, a question mark on how Modi and Kehoe feel.
Yeah. My personal opinion is I don't know why we wouldn't cooperate with ICE, right? ICE is out there arresting very bad people in our community.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why we give some of those folks more rights than a normal citizen. And so it some of it baffles me.
You know what? That's the first time I heard that. So we're giving these people that are here legally they have more rights than, say, Bob, who was born here.
Absolutely.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
So. Well, you know, we live in California, which is probably after everybody retires, they move.
We need to change some of that.
We need to change some of that. Roger Moore, thanks so much, Chief, for coming in with us today.
Thank you.
Tonight at the Shasta County Board of County Board of Supervisors, they're going to be talking safety, public safety, and again on the 22nd down in the City Council chambers. Get there early because this could be really big.
Yep.
They're going to be streaming it on TV, so you can do it that way. We may actually go down there and put a radio set up in there too.
Great.
So
I'll see you there.
Okay, everybody. Tomorrow, like I said, Clark and Clark. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of
and
hell.
And Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460. KCNR Shasta Reading, the news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi throwing a new wrench in the works as House lawmakers strive to reach a compromise on a spending bill. She is now insisting that she and many fellow Democrats will oppose an expected bipartisan deal unless Republicans do allow the chamber to vote on legislation protecting the so-called Dreamers, illegal immigrants brought here as children. As Linda Kenyon reports on the Senate side, lawmakers there tried to come up with a version of their own since members already made